Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the final hour of 2022. Hopefully 2023 will be a better year.
There's still a couple hours left in the year.
I meant the final hour of the Free Talk Live radio show, because this will be it for 2022. But we'll continue on into 2023. We're here on New Year's Day. We're here every single day to do live.
Freedom never takes a day off.
That's a fact.
Tomorrow's going to be an interesting day, too, because we're implementing our new show clock tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You get to be the first victim of that.
I gotta remember that tomorrow, right?
Yeah. It'll be
Where it is.
Yeah, it'll be very different. We're going to be cutting out two entire breaks per hour. We're going to have 20% more Free Talk Live talk time, if you will. That's a big change. 20% more, meaning after, like, when you take Free Talk Live and today, the podcast version of the show. It's a three-hour radio show that once you take out the commercial breaks for the podcast version of the show, it comes down to about 2 hours. Well, that should be going up to around 2 hours and 20 or so minutes.
For you, the listener, it's like going trick-or-treating at Halloween, and instead of getting the fun-sized, you're getting the king-sized.
King-sized, right. You're going to get an extra 24 minutes per show, basically, of Free Talk Live, which is a huge amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you to all of our radio stations that have been almost all very enthusiastic about this. That's the reason why I haven't implemented this new change 6 months ago, was because we wanted to make sure we gave all of our stations enough time, give them a heads up. I thought about it back in, I think it was not quite 6 months, but like September.
I would like to just, if you run an organization or you're a manager of any kind and you're listening to this program, this is what's referred to as change management. You want to make a change,
mm-hmm.
and you've determined that the change will be beneficial.
Right.
Before you actually make the change, you must first tell everyone about the change that you would like to make. Tell them about the benefits of the change. And get everybody to be like, yeah.
Got to sign on.
We agree. And everybody's like, yes, this will be beneficial, and we will make this change. Then you have to tell them when the change will be made so that they can prepare for the change.
Correct.
And then eventually you have to actually make the change. And then once the change is made, you have to, like, troubleshoot any crap that comes up after that.
Yeah, that's right.
This is called change management.
I did not
for
know
all
that.
For all you non-professional people and all you professional people listening, if you're in any kind of an organization and you have to deal with change, this is called change management.
That is what I've been doing.
And Mr. Freeman is doing it right.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a name for it, but yeah, that's what I've been doing. And it's thanks to also our friends over at the Genesis Communications Network, who are also officially rejoining as well. That is where we got our start as a syndicated radio program back in 2004.
GCN FTW.
We tried something different for the last couple of years with a different syndicate, and you know, we decided we wanted to go back home. And we always keep our door open, and they kept their door open. And so nobody burned any bridges or anything like that. So we're back together back together with GCN, which I'm really happy about. So they were working hard on this, and I was as well. The only thing that took me away from it was a 3-week-long trial. Otherwise, for the last 3 months, that's been my primary job during the day, is calling all of our radio stations, and you know, we're checking them off the list. Like, okay, you know, are you cool with this? All right, here's what we're doing. Okay, you got this thing. You're ready to go. You're implementing it. So constantly calling them and following up, because you don't want to, like, just delete some commercial breaks, which include local commercials.
Surprise!
And then just, like, throw it on them. So that's why it took so long. And so tomorrow's going to be the first big day of that. And hopefully it'll go smoothly and there won't be any technical mishaps or anything like that. So you get to be the guinea pig tomorrow night, Captain, for that. It should be fun. I'll be here listening.
I'm fine
as well,
with that.
So.
I'm glad to see someone's out there fighting the forces of shrinkflation.
That's right.
Because that's what this is, the exact opposite of shrinkflation.
Right, yeah, you actually get more in the same
package.
That's
a great point, yeah. Shrinkflation, for those who don't know, is where you typically see it on the store shelves at a grocery store, where things that had 64 ounces of fluid are now down to 52, like your orange juice containers.
You used to get 16 ounces of veggie lover's salad in the bag, now you only get 12.
Is that true?
I think so.
Yeah, another good one would be yogurts. Those things used to be 8 ounces.
Yeah.
Now you can't find, it's hard to find an 8-ounce yogurt these days. They're 5.3 or less. It's sad, but that's the way it goes. And that's what happens. It's what companies do in regards to inflation. So, yeah, we're getting bigger. We got more content starting in 2023, and that'll also be reflected in our podcast, which we are now returning as of last night to include the full radio show in our normal
podcast. I was not aware of this.
Yeah, that's a decision that we made just within the last 24 to 48
this
hours.
This could make at least 8 people that I know very, very happy, including Peekless Mountaineer.
I am very, very happy.
Yeah, it was, again, we've had some experiments in the last couple of years, and this was another one. We experimented with a different format for our podcast, and it didn't increase the downloads, and, you know, that it wasn't a good plan. So we're going back to some, you know, the old ways, basically.
Will there still be a digest?
As long as Riley's still willing to do it, so yes.
So we'll go back to the regular version of that, like the
He may go back to a shorter version of that. Yeah.
Okay.
So those are two major changes coming this weekend for Free Talk Live listeners. And let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got Jet on the line in Idaho. Go ahead, Jet.
Okay. Well, you know, I've been looking at those First Amendment auditors lately.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time learning how to defend myself against all the various attacks of government workers and police and that kind of thing.
Yep.
But what's gotten to me is just a more and more an overwhelming sense that there's no doubting, no denying that we're living in a complete police state.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
There could be no freedom, liberty, or justice while men with hired guns make the rules. The first thing I want to point out is these so-called laws we have, they're just the opinions of a very small group of people
mm-hmm.
who employ their hired guns to make you bow to their will. And that group of people, I have to remind everyone, it's a very small group. I mean, compared to all that exists even within this country alone.
Yeah.
But there are literally armies of violent men with guns allowing the overlords to rule. Some of them call themselves police. Some call themselves sheriffs, ATF, FBI, DHS, IRS, NSA, OSI, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just...
Don't forget the Department of Education. It has its own SWAT team.
Yeah. Postal Service.
I'm sure environment too. What is that one? The
EPA.
Environment people have men with guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, EPA.
If it's a federal agency, they generally have a police division.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I'd like to point out here is, so there, there's sort of a never-ending debate in the libertarian world between minarchism and voluntarism. So
define, please.
Right. So there's voluntarism, that is the belief that 100% of associations should be voluntary. And then there's minarchism, which is the idea that you can have a small state that only handles things like policing, defense, protection of private property, things like that, instead of managing absolutely everything. And well, the problem with that, it's not the Constitution that was the solution. It was that the culture of the people at the time were such that we knew, for example, what a militia was. And a militia was not an army. It was in direct contradistinction to the army. A militia was free people defending their own stuff together.
What I'm getting at is that, you know, this thing, this minarchism you talk about, the way I defeat that with anyone is I say, so who gets to make the rules? Do you let me make the rules? I'll make the rules. And they go, well, we can't have that. Can't have you making the rules. Anyway, these gangs with the guns, if they were less organized, less equipped, and less able to communicate immediately, they would have to focus on the nature of real crimes where there's a direct harm to a victim. But like the mafia,
they wouldn't have to.
In order to supply their gang activities, they have to rob the rest of us. Most people don't think of it, but we're under constant siege from a million rules and these, I don't know, what do you call it, just collectors, these what's the other word for it besides
enforcers?
Pirates. Well, they collect, whatever they do has to do with some form of collecting money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, revenue agents.
Revenue generators.
And that's no longer true. The fact of the matter is that in the modern world, it doesn't even matter if they tax you at all, as long as they have the power to print money. They will be able to afford all the oppression that they can.
Well, I didn't get to the good part.
Well, hold on. We'll continue here. More with Jet. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, and this is why getting out from underneath their money is so important, and why they're doing everything they can to attack the alternatives like cryptocurrency right now. There's more coming up here. You can join the show. Live New Year's Eve edition. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. here, the live New Year's Eve edition of the show. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking tyranny. Jet on the line in Idaho. We're going to bring him back here in just a moment.
Ida Pimp.
But I do want to let you know about our TikTok channel. I think Aria posted a fresh video up there this week. So if you haven't seen that yet, you can go to TikTok.freetalklive.com. And you'll find it there. As long as they haven't taken down our channel, which probably at some point they'll do. But for the time being, you can subscribe to it there at TikTok.freetalklive.com. Let's bring Jet back on the line in Idaho. Go ahead, Jet.
Well, I was about to launch myself into a rant because of this continual police state. Just kind of when I see it, when I experience it, it just kind of grinds me to my core. And I just need to help other people understand that these are just other humans. These are just other people who do this, who
right.
have no more rights than you or I, but they get together with, they gather these gangs of guns and to make you actually bow to their will.
Not well, they might not have any more rights than us, but they sure do have more power than us.
Yeah, convincing them is the most difficult part. Like
the police or the supporters of the police?
The police themselves,
mm-hmm.
right? Anybody who's employed by the state.
Yeah, they have a financial incentive.
Yeah, convincing them that what they do is not only, like, immoral, distasteful, unethical, right, funded by violence, etc. So that is the most difficult thing. Somebody who's a degree removed, you know, maybe they're a contractor and their biggest contract is for the state. Like, they're easier to convince of the state's evil than it is somebody who's employed by the organization itself.
Well, if your paycheck depends on you being convinced of a particular idea, you will be convinced of that idea. Their paycheck depends on them believing that they have superior powers to all others. So until we're the ones paying them, they're not going to get convinced.
What I'm getting at is this power you're speaking of is a sorcery. It's magic. It's a fantasy.
Oh, that's not the power I'm speaking of. I'm talking about their ability to kill people.
Well, right, but it exists.
They have drones. I don't.
It exists as a Jedi mind trick, right? You believe in the power of the state and that because we have uniforms, we can kill people and it's okay.
No, I have evidence of their drones.
It's so-called legislators. Who do they think they are? Didn't have hired guns available to them. People might ignore their edicts. If so-called presidents, governors, didn't have men with guns at their dispatch, their edicts would have no power. So-called judges, I call them sorcerers in magic black dresses. Who do they think they are? If they didn't have their hired guns standing next to them, people could ignore their decrees. All this oppression and tyranny exists because men with guns follow the orders of despots and tyrants, who are just other people who literally have no more rights than you or I. I want to see this change in the new year. I want to see more people just speaking out and saying, no, no, thank you. You have no right. Go away.
Well, I think there's three great powers. There's the carrot, the stick, and the worship. So the carrot, they have the money. Now that's people's choice. But the people so far continue to decide every day to provide their goods, their services, their time. Which time is the one thing you can never get back.
Right.
Their attention, their focus, their energy, their heart and soul, blood, sweat, and tears, they trade it for what? For U.S. dollars. Not for gold, not for Bitcoin, for U.S. dollars. So as long as they keep doing that, the carrots will belong.
Yeah.
The carrots will belong to these magicians in black dresses. There's the stick, which relies on the carrot. As long as they have the money, they're going to have more drones. They're going to have nukes. They're going to have submarines. They're going to have all this crazy nonsense and robot dogs with machine gun heads.
It's coming.
So, and finally, and this is the thing that I think Jet targets the most, the worship, the faith, that regardless of their ability to print money and kill people, that they are good, inherently, absolutely, inescapably.
I was talking with Ernest Hancock today, and he told me something I had never heard before, and I thought it was hilarious. He said he registered a website, and he told me I could have it if I want. I was like, nah, dude, I got enough. This sounds great for you. But I love the idea. Statenism.com.
Ooh. That's nice.
How is it no one thought of that one yet?
We've mentioned the term on this show, as well as Beard Talk Live. We've mentioned that we're freedom nerds here in the New Hampshire Freedom Movement, the larger migration, right? And somebody, one of our online listeners, was like, freedomnerds.com is available.
Nice. All right, Jed, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope. Happy New Year. Make it a new year.
Happy New Year, Jed.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call.
New year.
Appreciate the consistency of that guy's message. Thank you, Jed. Let's go to the phones here. We got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, people were asking about you, or at least one guy was asking about you tonight. He sent his best wishes for the new year and was wondering when we would hear from you.
Oh, really? Am I a star of the show here? Do I got a fan club?
You may very well. Oh, how are you ringing in the new year tonight, Sarah? What's your plan?
You doing shots of Jack Daniels?
You popping champagne with those traffic cameras?
I just had some Chipotle burrito.
Doing fat lines of cocaine?
No, I don't do any of that. I just do. I just had some dinner.
Not since the incident, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't do nothing. These holiday stuff, I don't really do too much. It's too much stress. So I'm just going to
just taking it easy.
Stay inside and just celebrate with them.
There you go.
But, I really called in about, is Tide getting sued? I was told.
Tide?
Because they were getting sued for having formaldehyde and phosphorus, all these toxic chemicals and, so the whole thing, I was.
Well, you know you're not supposed to eat the stuff, right? Or are you saying that somehow those chemicals getting on your clothing could be bad for you?
Right. I don't know who's suing, because if you know that it's harmful, you don't have to buy it. You can buy natural products if you choose to. So I have no idea why they're suing. It's just that I think several of these companies. But that's my common sense to me, right? But what they're saying is that they're making it laying around for people that are ignorant and kind of they're playing on the people that don't know any better and they just buy all this stuff. And that they're just kind of, is that why they're having the lawsuit? I just don't understand that.
Well, maybe just looking quickly here at the internet for Tide and lawsuits, there is the story about the Tide Pods, the whole situation a couple of years ago with the teenagers or whoever it was that was eating Tide Pods or something like that online as some ridiculous new
Tide
challenge.
Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah, and it'll
also
kill you.
Known as a lethal IQ test.
Right. So apparently some of the parents have sued Tide over that, or Procter & Gamble in this case, the owner of Tide.
How dare you make a product that fits in my mouth and is not supposed to be eaten?
So maybe that's the one. I don't know.
Yeah, but I know that Dove and Quad, they were getting a sued for Benzate. So I was told that these laundry products are getting sued for having all these formaldehyde.
You may be right, Sarah. I don't see it, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. They are apparently also being sued. This is newer. That their bottle does not yield the 64 loads as advertised.
Oh my gosh.
Suing over that.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You USA News Update. Marking 2023 around the world, this woman is excited to join the full capacity for the ball drop in Times Square.
I've never been to New York before, so what better time than New Year's Eve?
Thousands also gathered in Sydney, Australia for the city's famed fireworks display over the harbor. Pope Francis will preside over the funeral of his predecessor, former Pope Benedict XVI. Officials say Benedict's body will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica Monday so the faithful can pay their final respects ahead of the funeral on January 5th. President Biden is responding to the death of legendary news anchor Barbara Walters. He tweeted on Saturday a photo of the two shaking hands and said she was, quote, an example of bravery and truth. Walters died Friday at age 93. Queen guitarist Brian May is being knighted by King Charles III, his first honors list since taking the throne. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Vehicles Mountaineer,
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls and your thoughts. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com on our social media platform. We run our own. We don't rely on those big tech media giants like Facebook or Twitter. We're providing the competition where you can actually have more freedom to express yourself when you're over at social.freetalklive.com. That is social.freetalklive.com. By the way, when you sign up, it will ask you a question about why you're there, how'd you find us, that kind of thing. Just put some sort of reference to Free Talk Live, and we'll give you an approval. We have that question there to keep the spam bots out. So once again, that's social.freetalklive.com. Padraig is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Padraig.
Yes, I just wanted to say, wish you guys a happy new year.
You too.
All your listeners, a happy new year. And I just wanted to say, if people would read Hebrews 13:1-3, and the people that are incarcerated, just reach out to them, because they have nobody. I mean, make any sense to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's plenty of people that are behind bars who do not deserve to be there. We talked about Ross Ulbricht earlier tonight. If you need to pick someone, that's a good one to pick. Like, you don't necessarily know who to write to right off the bat unless you know. And so there's a good suggestion for you. You can visit freeross.org. You can find the details you need to write him a letter there and other, you know, donation options and how you can help get him out, plus possibly by getting a presidential commutation or pardon from the president. Unfortunately, that's the only way he's likely going to get out at this point. But freeross.org, you can certainly write to him. What's that?
I doubt Joe Biden is going to do much. But anyway,
oh, yeah, I doubt it as well. But
brothers and sisters overseas, thank you for serving. Thank you for
serving what? Serving what?
Thank you. Thanks to my brothers and sisters in the military who are overseas tonight that are keeping us safe out.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, that's propaganda.
And I'm sorry for your service. You're being sacrificed as human sacrifices.
You are absolutely correct. I gotta say that. You're absolutely 100% correct.
I hope I will send the best wishes to those people that they can leave that service and find a productive line of work where they're not putting their lives on the line for the benefit and glorification of politicians, the lowest form of order.
If they really want to defend the people of the United States against evil, they're welcome to do so. I implore them to do so. But they're just not going to do it when they're employed by that organization.
Indeed. Pedreg, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. He did make a reference to a Bible verse, and you didn't happen to pull that up.
Hebrews.
Yeah, Hebrews 13:1-3. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful.
Good. That was number one. Hold on. Let's start with number one. Not something that you're doing if you're in the military, right?
Brotherly love, yes.
There's not brotherly love there.
There might be brotherly love between the military people themselves, right? Whatever,
but their mission isn't to spread love,
right? Their mission is certainly not to spread love, spread love, or become brothers with the people they're about to go and kill.
Yeah, but yes, I do like that brotherly love and sisterly love and everybody love. You know, more love would be a good thing.
Well, and there's a particular form of love. Remember, this is the New Testament, so it's written in Greek originally, and Greek had different words for different kinds of love. So there was an erotic form of love, there was a brotherly form of love, there was
a parental love, and that kind of thing.
Right. There was a kind of love that one has for pets. This is a very specific form of love, and they don't smash them all together into one word, which is one of my least favorite things about this language.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Now, that
entertain
one,
strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live, right?
And I know this is completely unheard of in the modern era, but you used to be able to invite just wandering people into your home to have a meal, to sleep before they go on their journey. Mm. And what I find kind of amazing is that there's a big crossover here with Norse mythology. Like, that was actually the foundation of humankind, was that Odin traveled the world and was, in three different instances, invited into the home of people who did not know who he was. And this is, it's fundamental to civilization that you treat a stranger with rights, with dignity, because you don't know who they are.
Well, and also, it could be you.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all, to reference the first one, brothers to some extent. We're all connected to this thing, this universe, this the planet or whatever.
That karma.
Yeah, I mean, that could be you walking the streets someday, and then you might really be grateful for somebody to take you in. It reminds me of a book I read by Peace Pilgrim. I think that's actually the name of the book, Peace Pilgrim. Really interesting book about a lady that was, I think it was in the 1950s. She's was a Quaker. I'm sure she's passed by now, but she was a Quaker, and she wanted to spread her beliefs. And so what she did was she decided she was going to just walk, you know, kind of like how Forrest Gump ran across the country. Mm-hmm. Well, she walked across the country, except it's not fiction. It's a real story. And back in the at this time, like, this was a particularly noteworthy thing. It was getting a lot of sort of viral spread at the time. You know, a lot of news stations, radio stations, newspapers were writing articles about this lady who was walking from one point in the country to another, and she's coming through this town, so let's bring her into the radio station and interview her and talk about her. People were stopping on the road to, you know, give her sandwiches and things like that, and
she was trending.
The interesting thing was she started this with she would just wear a tunic, and it had like two pockets. In the pockets, she on one pocket she had a toothbrush. And in the other pocket, she had her pamphlets. So she had, like, a pamphlet about peace, about her beliefs. And then that was all she had. And she walked across the country, I believe, multiple times. So it wasn't just from one coast to another. It was, like, one coast and then back again and then, like, back again or something.
I have so many questions.
It's an interesting book.
And that is a Christ-like activity right there.
Well, and the interesting takeaway was she was so, you know, she's living simply, right? That's a Quaker thing, is to live simply and to, you know, not have, like, some crazy ornate church with ridiculous steeples and gold or whatever. Just keep it simple. And so she's living simply, and she did not ever have to provide any sort of place for it. She never had to pay for a room. She didn't have any money, right? Like, she didn't have to pay for a room to stay in. She was given that every single night for the entirety of her walk across the country. There was only, like, one night where she had to sleep under a bridge or something like that. And every other night, somebody invited her into, some stranger invited her into their home, fed her, and gave her a place to sleep for the night.
I have so many questions. This shouldn't be my first question, but she didn't even carry, like, a spare pair of underwear? Like,
well,
I mean,
like, apparently not.
Like, because that, to me, would be rather important.
Yeah.
As the captain, like, if I'm carrying something besides the toothbrush before my pamphlets, it's going to be a change of drawers.
Yeah, I don't know how she showered. I mean, presumably she showered at the
home. She could probably shower, probably launder her clothing.
Maybe she borrowed a nightgown or something from the place where she launched. I don't know. She didn't get into that detail, but the amazing part of the story was that the kindness of the stranger to help her with that was really
But
amazing.
We see that, like, overwhelming. The only reason that I... one of the reasons why I still sort of have faith in a large quantity of people getting together and doing something is because of the sort of the charity stuff that we see surrounding things like hurricanes or volcanoes or natural disasters, the way people come together and, like, all of a sudden money's available and resources are available. And usually what ruins it is, of course, the state getting in the way going, oh, no, you can't do that. You're busting in on our turf, right? You know, kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah. Remember they were arresting people in Florida this year for trying to go down there and provide contractor services because they didn't have the Florida license.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the quote-unquote freedom state of Florida. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live and the remaining moments of 2022, it is not over yet, though, because we still have Beard Talk Live to go a little bit later on. There's more coming up, though, and you can join us here at 603-283-6160. It's New Year's.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here in the remaining moments of this episode, this New Year's Eve edition. Beer Talk Live starts up at about 10:30 Eastern. On our video streaming platforms, you can follow us on Odyssey over at video.freetalklive.com, and you can bookmark watch.freetalklive.com for the actual episode page for tonight. And these guys will be ringing you into the new year in the Atlantic, Eastern, and Central time zones.
We'll be both tonight. The New Year's Eve and New Year's Day podcast simultaneously.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility. You think you can handle it?
We'll really be crossing that line.
You guys, I see you already have a beer prepared, so you guys.
It's not Beer Talk Live, it's Beard Talk Live.
It could be both.
Well, I mean, so far it hasn't been.
Maybe tonight it will be.
It's been a little more Whiskey Talk Live, but you know.
Okay. By the way, it's Ian here tonight.
Beakless Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
Let's continue with your phone calls and thoughts. Alan, listening in Klamath Falls, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Alan.
Okay, great. You know, you were talking about how Peace Pilgrim had had a lot of help, but and people would take care of her. But that didn't happen until she had been doing this for decades, and she had gained some fame and kind of a network of people who were looking out for her. But at the beginning, she had very difficult times. I remember. I read a book about her that I just came upon by accident, and she spent nights just out in the open. I remember one time that was particularly bad was the only place, the best place she could find to sleep was during a terrible storm. She slept on the bare concrete floor of an abandoned gas station bathroom.
Mm.
And, I mean, imagine doing that all by yourself in this terrible weather. And another time, she met, there was this woman who was, I don't remember the details, but there was a man who was just drunk with booze, drugs, and evil. And he was going to attack her. And she faced him down, and he collapsed, and he became just tearful and apologetic.
Well, that was one of the other aspects of her book that was particularly interesting, was that she was a pacifist. And a real pacifist.
Right, Gandhi style pacifist.
Yeah, like you could attack her and she would just take it, basically. You know, and she gave a couple of examples of stories like that. I think that was one of them. And then there was another one where there was some sort of thug or some lecherous character who was, leering or going to attack at some little child or whatever. And she literally just put herself in between the child and this person and completely... stopped this person from attacking, and it just ended that right there.
Well, the reason she started all this was she was not young.
Right.
At the end of World War II, after the atomic bomb usage, she felt divorced from society and just started walking almost impulsively without much planning at all.
Mm-hmm.
Set off with some oatmeal. I remember she just had a little container of oatmeal and started walking. And it was kind of like Jesus said to the rich young man, give away all you have and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And the rich young man shook his head and walked away sorrowing. Well, that's what she was doing, was something like what... Jesus had said to the rich young man.
I'm a fan.
Also like what Jesus did, to walk around and tell people your message.
And hang out with people that might be, looked down upon, otherwise frowned upon by society, Jesus was hanging out with fishermen.
Well, prostitutes. One part of trouble is
lepers.
That today you wouldn't know a peace pilgrim from just any one of tens or hundreds of thousands of homeless people. I mean,
true.
Yeah, you would wonder if something like that would get any attention in the media. I mean, she was getting radio interviews.
Yeah, the headline would be like, homeless woman walks across states or something like that.
I know, it wouldn't happen.
Well, none of the homeless people
I've
ever dealt with.
Well, I remember seeing a guy riding a bicycle along the highway, and he had a sign on his bicycle that said, be happy. And he looked like a desperado. I mean, all of us
it said, what happy?
In our cars.
Be what happy?
No, we weren't happy.
No. What did the sign say?
What's that bum doing?
No, the sign, though. What did it say about being happy?
It said, be happy.
Be happy.
It said, be happy. Yeah.
Good advice.
One other thing.
It's a choice.
It's very sad and ironic, is that she was killed while riding in a car. You know, all the time walking.
God. I did not know that detail.
Yeah,
one of the people who had been looking out for her, providing her meals, taking care of her. They were driving from one place to another, and they were hit head on by a car, and she was killed. So
I am a big fan of doing things like this. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a religious pilgrimage across the country where you walk and you have nothing, but like just if you get out of school, if you get out of the public school system, go. Backpack, these kids are like, well, I'm going to go to college, but I'm going to backpack Europe first. Like, go. Do that kind of thing. Walk around the earth. Immerse yourself in other cultures other than where you're your small little microcosm of planet Earth and experience other people. It's one of the largest factors in personal growth, I think, in my opinion, that a human can have.
Agreed. I mean, people that are well traveled tend to be very interesting.
Or even slightly traveled.
Yeah. I mean, they tend to be much more interesting. They tend to be better rounded. They tend to be more grounded in reality. I mean, it's a way better life.
Alan, any other comments for us tonight?
Well, I was really glad to hear that you had brought her up, because I think about her every now and then, but I had never heard of anyone in the larger world paying any attention to her, and so I was really glad that I happened to turn on the radio just in time to realize who you were talking about.
Serendipity.
It's a great book. I believe the book's name is Peace Pilgrim, by Peace Pilgrim.
It, yeah.
So check it out if you get the chance. I really enjoyed it. And Alan, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. David is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Succession. When you successfully secede, what will be your foreign policy on other criminal states, like here in New Mexico, where Judge John J. Romero Jr. and Judge M. Monica Zamora and Judge Angela Jewell are illegally trafficking children? What are you going to do about that in your foreign policy, sir?
Well, I would think that New Hampshire would want to open its borders. Hopefully a free New Hampshire would open its borders to anyone trying to escape other criminal states who want to make a better life, a freer life for themselves. But invasions, I don't think we're going to be playing that game.
Well, I think it comes down to it comes down to private property. So if you have the assent of someone to live on your property, great.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then you don't. So it's neither open borders nor closed borders. But I certainly believe that there would be trade even with terrorist nations like the United States.
And New Mexico.
Well, it would probably be part of the United States, I think.
Yeah, what do you guys have in New Mexico that's actually valuable? Oil?
Just nature. Some of the people are nice.
Okay.
Bunch of dirt.
I don't know if we'll be trading that much with New Mexico, if y'all don't really have anything to offer. But
scenic views.
New Mexico's number two in the United States for
welfare?
Oil and gas.
For what gas?
And gas?
Oil and gas. Okay. There you
what about prison population? I'm pretty sure New Mexico is right up there
with Louisiana.
Actually, their jails were like, their prisons have been like half empty.
That's surprising.
Wow.
Whenever I spent time there in, I don't even know, 89, 90, maybe 91, somewhere in that pocket, New Mexico's nickname was the land of entrapment because their prisons, what they would do is they would actually farm prisoners into New Mexico from other places, and other places would pay them to keep them. So if you had a bunch of convicts that, these guys are spending the rest of their lives in jail, they'd be like, bring them all to New Mexico and pay us instead of putting them up in your prisons.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. But yeah, I would hope that a free New Hampshire would not be involving itself in any kind of foreign entanglements whatsoever. Hopefully, we'd have learned our lesson.
It sounded like he wanted New Hampshire to become like the Team America World Police.
It did sound like that.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We're going to like go into New Mexico and somehow free New Mexico as well. It's not part of the plan.
Yeah, no. Trade with all, entangling alliances with none.
Right.
Like the original plan was.
Yeah, you don't free somebody by force. You free by setting an example, and you show people that freedom works. That's how you do it. And hopefully we'll do that this way. This way here. Out of time for tonight, but back tomorrow with more Free Talk Live on the radio. Tomorrow night starting at 7 o'clock at night Eastern. But tonight it's not over because these guys are coming back in about a half an hour for Beard Talk Live. Join them at watch.freetalklive.com at 10:30 Eastern time. And they'll help you ring in the new year tonight. Happy New Year, everybody.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.